Within less than a year, the European Central Bank raised interest rates by 3.75 percentage points and already announced further rate hikes. This is a risky course, not only because of possible financial market turbulence, but also because it depresses growth and, in particular, climate-friendly investments required to halt global warming. The truly historic energy price shocks are fading. Global energy prices have fallen significantly, and core inflation is likely to have peaked. At the same time, during winter 2022-23, the euro area economy stagnated and the German economy contracted in both quarters. The euro area and the US are not in the same economic position. The US economy was robust before the pandemic. Unemployment was at levels last seen in the 1960s. During the pandemic recovery, high U.S. demand boosted global inflation, whereas the economically repressed euro area was faced with the economic fallout of the Ukraine war. Although the unemployment rate in the euro area has declined considerably over the past 2 years, it is specifically Germany's unemployment rate that has reached historic lows. Excluding Germany, the unemployment rate is still well above previous lows. There are few signs of a boom or excess demand in the euro area that it would allow excessive profit and wage increases even after the price shocks and supply bottlenecks have dissolved. It follows that monetary policy restriction aimed at reducing aggregate demand and increasing unemployment is not necessary. Granted, the ECB is in a difficult position in that wage increases are currently not consistent with the inflation target. However, it is important to take into account the complexity and strength of the shocks on the one hand and the relatively moderate wage reaction on the other. Falling energy prices and lower profits in areas where supply bottlenecks are still easing should compensate for the foreseeable wage overshoot. Thus, there are few signs of inflation persistence, all the more so because, according to our analysis, inflation expectations are well anchored. There's a lot of uncertainty, and there are risks to inflation on the upside and the downside. The prudent approach is for the ECB to wait for the effects of recent rate rises to materialize. That usually takes up to 1.5 years. Monetary policy is set to become more restrictive anyway because of quantitative tightening. From today's perspective, inflation should be close to the 2% mark again by next year, even without further rate hikes.